From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for demonstration Sunday after a week of protests in Tunis and across the North African country. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. Sunday also marked the seventh year since Tunisia's Arab Spring uprising that toppled the president after 23 years in prison. On Saturday, Tunisia announced plans to increase aid for poor families by $70 million after days of protests over austerity measures. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake has left at least one person dead and dozens injured in Peru on Sunday. The early morning quake was centered 40 kilometers from Acari in the Arequipa department of southwestern Peru. A 55-year-old man was crushed to death by a rock in the town of Yauca. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. He made the statement in an interview with the news website Mindanews that there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. Duterte's term ends in 2022. And the Iranian government acknowledged on Sunday that 25 people had been killed during recent anti-government protests in cities throughout the country. A spokesman said that none of the dead were killed by security forces because the officers were ordered not to use their weapons. A number of security officers were also reported to be among the dead. This is VOA News. Iran says it will retaliate for new sanctions imposed by President Trump. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The U.S. president also reluctantly signed the waiver on nuclear sanctions for what he said was the last time on Friday, giving Washington and its European allies a last chance to fix what he called disastrous flaws in the pact reached under Barack Obama. The new sanctions target 14 Iranian entities and people, including Ayatollah Sadegh Larijani, a close ally of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. They crossed all red lines, Iran's foreign ministry said, and violate international law. But it didn't clarify how Tehran might hit back. Trump chafed at having to sign the deal again and wants it strengthened with a separate agreement within 120 days to keep Washington in. His conditions include immediate inspections at all sites requested by international experts and making any Iranian missile testing subject to severe sanctions. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. Trump's ultimatum puts pressure on European backers of the nuclear deal to satisfy Trump if they want it to hold. One diplomat telling Reuters it would be complicated to save it after this.
Correspondent Lucy Fielder. People in Hawaii, shaken up by a false missile alert Saturday, are reacting to what has now been confirmed to be the result of human error. Hawaii Governor David Ige.
I know firsthand that what happened today was totally unacceptable, and many in our community was deeply affected by this, and I'm sorry for that pain and confusion that anyone might have experienced.
Hawaiians described panic when they received the emergency alert Saturday morning on television, radio, email, and mobile devices. Afghan government negotiators and Taliban officials have reportedly opened unofficial talks in Turkey to discuss what are called mechanisms that could pave the ground for initiating a formal peace dialogue. President Trump contended Sunday that a U.S. program to protect young immigrants from deportation is probably dead. He said opposition Democrats don't really want it. They just want to be able to talk about the issue. The fate of the program protecting nearly 800,000 immigrants from deportation who were brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents years ago when they were children is now at the forefront of the Washington political debate. It's part of discussions between the White House and Congress over new funding for the government to avert a partial government shutdown when agencies run out of money at midnight on Friday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.